Hey, everybody, Josh here, coming to you from Costa Rica. I just had a massive epiphany about business. I think this is an incredible parallel, and it's a story about water. So I'm working here, and I walk out of my bedroom onto our balcony. And in Costa Rica, all the houses are built out of concrete, right? Because they have earthquakes and it gets really weird down here. There's also volcanoes, and that's kind of crazy. And even a few miles from here, there's an earthquake years ago that destroyed like half the town and ruined their school. And they still haven't secured the funds to rebuild it because there's a lot of corruption down here with the government and the money and all that. But here's my point. So my balcony is concrete. So I'm walking on this concrete balcony and I look down. And there's this smooth concrete, but this one spot in the concrete had a divot in it, an indentation in it, like a little, it was curved out, right? And the reason it was curved out was because it was right below my air conditioner, which is hung up on the side of the wall. You know, they don't have central air here. Each room has its own little air conditioning unit. And what happens is these little drips of water drip down and hit the concrete. And it's amazing to me that a tiny drop of water can do so much damage to concrete, which is like one of the most strong things there is to build with that we have, right? And over time, it would put a hole right through the concrete. Given a long enough time, consistent, steady drips can actually pierce through concrete. I think that is mind-boggling. But then, and I promise I have a major point here. This is a big deal. Then I'm thinking about that. And I'm like, wow, you know, in our business, you know, just consistently hitting the same spot, the same target, consistently doing the right things, we can make massive impact if we think long term and we're not in such a rush. You know, think of a drip that drips, you know, 20 times and then you look and it's doing nothing to the concrete and so you quit. That's what we do in our business. But the guys that just keep going and keep going and keep going are making progress. You just don't realize it, right? But here's where it gets really powerful. Then I walked over by our pool. And our pool is this huge body of water, and it's still, and it's calm, and it's peaceful, and water is harmless. I mean, our bodies are made out of water. Water is amazing, but it doesn't seem like it's a force to be reckoned with, but it is massively powerful if the water is in motion, right? Think of a tsunami. Think of a tidal wave. Think of the flooding. When you get a tsunami, some of the waves can be going 200-300 miles per hour when they hit the shore. And then that harmless water, because it's in motion, is absolutely devastating. Well, your business is like a pool, like a swimming pool full of water. Think of a circular pool, okay? And you're a small business guy, and so you stand in the pool and you start working. You work in your business and you're working really hard because, you know, your mom and dad, they always told you, you got to work hard. That's how you succeed. So you're in the middle of this pool and you're flailing your arms around and you're kicking and you're punching the water and you're bringing your knees up and you're like running back and forth and splashing and you're exhausting yourself. And then you go to bed and that was you working one day in your business. Now, was your effort level high? Of course it was. Are you a good guy because you worked hard or a nice, respectable woman because you worked hard in your business? Yes, that's admirable. But your business is never going to have momentum and your business can never carry you unless you couple the hardworking side of it with the clear direction, systems and processes, and standard operating procedures for all the different moving parts in your business. So here's what that looks like. Imagine you're in the pool again. But now you have this epiphany. Now the light bulbs went off for you. Now you know I can work on my business instead of in my business. And I'm going to direct and focus my effort like a magnifying glass when you have the sun and you're trying to burn something with it. You're going to focus your effort inside that pool, that swimming pool, a different way. Here's what you do. You move to the edge of the pool and you start walking clockwise in this circular pool. And you start walking and the water is resisting you. Right? And you're plowing through it and there's friction and it's hard. And then you start going a little faster. And then you can start going a little faster. And eventually, we've all done this as kids, right? Eventually, the water, the body of water starts moving with you and you start creating a whirlpool. And the title of this podcast is going to be Whirlpool because this is a huge thing. I mean, I immediately recorded this podcast after I thought of this because I can see people making this mistake every single day. Every email I get, every phone call I do, every coaching call, all the people in my boot camp, really what we're doing is we have massive action and effort inside our business, but it's not focused effort in the right way on the right things. And this changes everything. Here's why. As you get going, and now you're running, now you're really rolling. After a while, after 5 or 6 laps doing that, right? Guess what happens? You create momentum. The water becomes powerful. You could even stop running and just float on your back for a minute. And the business, the swimming pool, would carry you. It would carry you, and you'd float, and you'd be going in a circle, right? Because you've created this vortex, this momentum. You've taken this tranquil body of water, your business, which no one knows exists, no one cares exists, and you've created momentum and force in it. Now it has massive energy behind it. So when you go on a 1 week vacation and leave your business, that's kind of like you floating in it for like one lap. And if you're gone too long, the momentum will slow down, right? So the whirlpool will eventually stop and it will be flat again. It'll be calm. So the key to having a fully systemized, automated business that produces income for you and your family and is sellable and is an asset, and it doesn't require you to touch it all the time, what do you need to do? Well, you need to build a team. So now there's 5 people in the pool with you, and they're all over the place because they don't really understand. And your systems, they're in your head, and you understand your systems yourself. So you knew how to run around the outside of the pool in a clockwise motion. You knew how to do that very well, but now you have to get 5 other people to do it in unison with you at the same speed, right? Because if you got one guy going too slow, he's actually stopping the momentum of the water. Or if one guy wanders into the middle of the pool, you got to stop what you're doing, go get him, put him back in line, coach him through it, then get back and start it back up. And every time there's an issue, you're stopping your momentum, and it's frustrating and it's hard, right? Of course it's hard. It's supposed to be hard. The real question is it worth it? Well, you tell me if you think it's worth it, because after a while, after years of investing and learning and systemizing and coaching and leading and inspiring and motivating and hiring and firing and training and all that stuff, here's what can happen now. You have your team of 5 people and they are in a full out, almost running clockwise in this pool. And now the vortex that you created originally by yourself is 5 times more powerful than it was before. The speed is faster. The momentum, the kinetic energy of the water, whatever it's called, is higher. Now, if you wanted to, you could sit on a little floaty and keep going in circles forever, indefinitely. That's when you're a business owner, because the 4 other people that were with you, they're still running. They're still running. They know what to do. They know why they're there. They're focused on their own personal what's and whys and their own, you know, goals for them, because you've laid that out for them. You've given them a roadmap in your company to achieve what they want. And so they're running. They're running. They know how to do it. This is who we are. This is where we're going. This is why we do it. This is what's in it for me when we do it, right? So I'm freaking out right now. This is its own thing. I should write a book called Whirlpool talking about this. This is a great stinking analogy for your business. So when you're working really hard, you got to ask yourself, am I standing in the center of the pool, flailing my arms around, or am I creating real, long-term, steady, consistent processes and scripts and systems, right? And workflows, which is you running on the outside of the pool, creating the whirlpool, creating the vortex, creating the momentum. Because every minute you spend in your business, you're either doing one or the other. You're either doing one or the other. And you need to create the space for yourself to focus as much time as possible on being on the outside of that whirlpool. And in the beginning, you can't just fantasize about this stuff and build systems all day. You have to go work. You got to go get the job done and get the check and go to the bank and make payroll for your one helper or whatever, wherever you're at. But you're still going to have some space available. And it's critical that we don't waste that space watching another football game or doing something stupid or playing another round of golf or going fishing because we love to fish. No. It's not time yet. It's not time yet. We're going to invest those 5 hours that you're going to give away to a leisure activity. You're going to invest it on working on your business instead of in your business. That is the key. And those little bits of space add up over time. And eventually you find yourself doing more and more and more of working on the business. You're on the outside running clockwise in your pool a lot more often. And in the beginning, it might be an hour a day. That's all you can do. That's fine. But when you're all done, when you've transversed through the 5 stages of small business ownership, I call it the 5 stages. I'll tell you what those are in a second. But when you've transversed all of them and you're at stage 5, where you're a real business owner, you can get out of the pool completely and it still stays in motion. You can go leave for a month and come back and it still stays in motion. You can get a floaty and hop in the pool and put your hands behind your head and lay back and look up at the sun because everything is still in motion. Now you have a team. Now you have the pieces in place, right? How amazing is this analogy and how amazing would this be for you if you understood this concept and started applying it in your own business? I mean, I think it's absolutely incredible. And, you know, in closing, I just finished up a training with Michael Dahlke, which was amazing, hour long, heavy hitting, very good, deep teaching and insights on how to get through the top three pain points in your business, which is typically employee issues, financial uncertainty, and finding new customers. Those are the lion's share of where small business owners feel stuck right there. And we know that for a fact because we survey hundreds and hundreds of people in multiple industries. It's very consistent every time. Those are the tough parts. So Michael has a $5 million business. My business, of course, did, you know, about $150,000 a month. It was a lot smaller than Michael's, but we both had a lot of good insight, and you can watch that training for free. It's an hour long. And at the end of the training, I made a special offer. I made a special offer for you to purchase, invest, and join me and all the tons of other people all over the country and Canada to join my Automate, Grow, Sell Small Business Bootcamp. My bootcamp is a specialty thing. It's a community. It's very deep, college level or even higher than that, long-term lifetime membership for you to get all the tools, resources, accountability, sample documents, private Facebook mastermind group, all of that so you can do what we're talking about here with the Whirlpool. And registration for the bootcamp is going to close. It will not reopen until the winter. And when it does reopen in the winter, the pricing will be completely different. I've never offered the bootcamp as cheap as I am right now. It's $1,250, but you can pay it in two payments. You pay $625. The next month, you pay $625. Then you're done. You're in for life. All future updates, all the private training sessions I do with people that are high achievers, they go into the bootcamp. It's an online, web-based, kick your butt, massively valuable for serious people, change your whole life. That's what the bootcamp is. It's a very big deal. I love working with the people in my bootcamp. So, but you're going to have to take action on it now. You're going to have to make a decision now. And $1,250, that sounds like a lot of money to some people. It's worth 10 times that price. Okay. The value you get is immeasurably more than the price that you're going to pay. And you need to make a decision. Are you an investor? Are you going to invest and equip and educate yourself and push yourself and get some new friends who are motivated and connect with other boot campers and maybe start a little mastermind group? Are you going to do it? It's a lot easier to do it when you have the roadmap. And there's over 46 bite-sized training videos that I shot down here in Costa Rica teaching you how to go through those five stages of business. Stage one is when you are primarily the person on the ladder. You're the person on the ladder, and that just means you're in the field. If you're a carpet cleaner, you don't have a ladder, but you're still the guy doing all the work. You're the guy, you know, cleaning the carpet. You're the guy mowing all the lawns. If you're primarily doing that, then you're in stage one. If you're primarily working in the office and you're answering the phone and you're doing payroll and you're trying to do the work logs and the bank deposits and all the financial stuff, if that's your primary role, then you're in stage two. Stage three is when you spend most of your time, when you're primarily selling, when you're selling stuff to people, you're out there hustling, you're shaking hands and kissing babies and doing all that stuff. If you're at that point, then you're at stage three. Stage four is when you are the general manager of your company. And at that point, that's a really fun place to be, but it's not the last step. But the general manager has a salesperson, has an operations person, has an office person, and you're just managing those other leaders in your company. The final stage is step five. Stage five, you are the business owner. That's when you can get out of the pool completely. That is my goal for you. I do not want you to be a slave to your business. You shouldn't want to be a slave to your business. It's risky being a slave to your business. What happens if you get hurt? What happens to your personal income if you get hurt? Do you even have a business if you get hurt? Why wouldn't you spend $1,250 to hedge against that risk? To transverse through those five stages quicker. There's no way that my boot camp can't help you get through those things quicker. I don't have every answer. I'm not a guru. I'm not a Yoda, but I've already done what it is that you're attempting to do. And if you're listening to this podcast, you care about this stuff. You want to grow and learn, but it's time for you to step up and invest and get serious. That's it, guys. I mean, that's my heart. That's the raw, honest truth. And I want to see you be able to get out of the pool, go on vacation, come back and get your floaties on and just ride that momentum of the whirlpool, the vortex that your team is going to create. And I can show you how to do that. All you got to do if you miss the webinar is go to automategrowsell.com/breakout. And you can watch the webinar. Now, there is an offer at the end of it. Like I said, the two payments of $625. And when you watch the webinar, you can do that. If you just want to buy it right now without watching that training, you can just go to automategrowsell.com and then click the business bootcamp and then scroll to the bottom of the page and you can check out and one of our team members will reach out to you and get you set up, get you logged in and explain to you how the process will work. So that's it, guys. Have a great day and go build your whirlpool. Talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.